We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Fucking thing sucks.
Hey, Kim, you're looking hot tonight.
Suck it, butthole.
Hey, Slider.
Hey, Kim, you stay right there.
Hey, guys. Happy Hanukkah.
Hey, Jay. Happy War on Christmas, baby.
Hey, baby. Happy Easter. Huh?
Jay, Matt Man, where'd my Heineken go? And more importantly, where'd my hooker go?
Ooh, there's Dick Burns. I love me some Dick.
Dick Burns, wishing you a Merry Christmas. And Happy New Year.
Greetings, cheers, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, and Happy whatever the Muslims are having this year, or this month. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, a few hundred miles to my right, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, bitches. Here we are at our new time, late night Saturday.
Yes. It's
the whole day, all day today, the first Saturday after the college football season ended. With, yeah. Other than the Army-Navy game, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Nothing on TV all day this evening. You know what should have been on?
What?
The NFL.
It should have been.
Of course. But
That's a good
call. Screw you, Roger Goodell. Oh, we're not going to do any Saturday games. And screw your Thursday game, too. It always sucks. So, a little feisty here at the beginning of the show.
I see that. Hopefully, the Christmas party that we're having tonight will improve your mood, Jay.
Well, it's already improving. And I tell you, I listened to Dr. Mike and Kat on the night shift earlier tonight right here on Blog Talk Radio. Just go and search for Family Medicine Rocks, and you'll find Dr. Mike and his great show. And they were awesome. I got off a couple of good one-liners in the chat room. I was the only one who thought they were funny. I was the only one who thought they were funny, but that's a common occurrence. So,
if I had been there, I would have laughed.
Just to make me better, right?
Yeah, and or disassociated myself from you.
Absolutely. So
yeah.
Anyway.
So
there we are.
Yeah, well, as you can tell from the intro, the IWS offices are rocking with our Christmas party. But before we get into that, a couple shout-outs to a couple guests we have in the room, and then we have another guest, Liz for CPS. And, J-Man, if you don't care, I have another shout-out.
Go right ahead.
All right. It's to the ECA Lions, who lost again last night. But I will give a shout-out to my junior shooting guard son, the Rhino, who went 3-for-5 from last night from behind the arc. And 3 games into this season, he is 11-for-20 from behind the 3-point line.
Oh, yeah.
All right. He's looking good. He's knocking down the jumpers. He's D-ing up, hitting the boards.
Yep.
What they really need is the rest of the guys on the team to match his effort and his intensity.
Well, and they need a game plan And oh my, what we have like 8,000 guests in the room right now.
Well, welcome.
And welcome and thanks and Merry Christmas. This is going to be a big freaking party now. So I'll cut this short so we can get into the meat of the funniness. my son right now, 3 games into the high school season, is shooting 55% from three-point land.
That's what we're talking about right there.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about my retirement plan, Jay. That's what we're
yes,
talking
we are.
About.
We're talking about 4 years at Duke and then on to the NBA.
Uh-huh. Just one or two. I don't care if he gets hurt. That's $20 million right there.
Just get that first guaranteed contract, right?
That's right. I'll be in a good nursing home.
All right. I have a little shout out I want to do, and it's a little bit of a bummer, but I have to do it. So,
by all means,
a little shout out to my friend Linda Medrano out there in the Bay Area, whose puppy dog passed away this morning.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Dog was Honey, and I think she's somewhere around 13 years old, and had a large tumor, and they had to have her put down. So, shout out to Linda.
Well, that's sad. Yeah. And now that you brought that up, a couple time caller and a friend of this show, Jules Capri, she lost one, I believe, Thursday.
Oh. Well, yeah. Shout out to Jules.
Yep. But after that sad note,
it's time
to
party.
Yeah, it is Christmas, and we are having the I'm a Stupid Christmas party right now. And there's Josh Smith and Seeing Clearly and Dr. Mike, and tons of guests have all showed up, so we're happy about that. So let's get this Christmas party started, J-Man.
All right. Shout out to Sweet Pea. That's Seeing Clearly, my good friend. And all right, so when you guys all came in, I hope we have enough. Grab you a 24-ounce can of Steel Reserve out of the garbage can full of ice.
Yeah. Well, when I talked to the caterer, I didn't expect this crowd. So please keep the bacon wraps one to a person. So.
Well, I'll tell you what. Here, when I get a chance, I'll go open up a few cans of Vienna sausages and put a little toothpick in them and set them out.
Make sure it's got the little curly Q colored things on top. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
Red and green.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, well, we keep things pretty casual here. Some people have a very formal Christmas party, but that's not our thing.
No, that's not our style.
You know, we'd pretty much just, you know, like I said, a few cans of Steel Reserve. And if you want to get fancy, I think I have some Coors Light. And maybe we'll have some nachos and some barbecue meatballs, stuff like that, you know.
And after all these years, people still give me crap for drinking my Wild Irish Rose out of a glass.
You just got to get fancy that way. Actually, I have a little Steel Reserve story to tell you.
Oh, really?
Yes. This is a good one. I was in the White Oak Station yesterday, and I was back there looking at the beer, you know, the road pops, you know, the 40-ounce, the 24-ounce cans and bottles and stuff, and a nice African-American gentleman came up, and he was standing there next to me, and I'm looking, and I turned to him, and I said, "They don't have any Steel Reserve." And he looks up and he goes, "Man, what a low-class joint this is." And then he opens the thing and he grabs a 24-ounce Heineken. Yeah, a Heineken.
Yeah.
I've never seen a black guy drink a Heineken, but I assume they do.
Anyway,
he grabbed a Heineken.
There's one who comes through the beer mine, and, well, he is quite pretentious.
Yeah. Well, he grabbed his Heineken and a copy of Vibe magazine and went about his business. But
yes.
So anyway, so it's my little Steel Reserve part story for you.
Back
to where we were. And I see the Sweet Pea has her wine with her tonight. So
that's always good. Wine is good, especially if it's wrapped in a bag.
Yes, it is.
And they don't judge it by what year it is. They judge it by what week it is. Some weeks are better.
And that, and by week, you mean an expiration date, right?
Exactly. I see we have a caller, so we'll get to the caller in a second. But I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I just wanted. I was just going to kind of set the mood for everybody here. We've got the DVD of the Yule log burning on the computer for everybody. And a little got the Rat Pack Christmas CD playing in the background. And, you know, so, and of course, we got a stripper's pole over in the corner in case anybody wants to work that for a little while.
Yeah, and we're not pushing anyone to do that. It's optional.
In fact, it's kind of a surprise. I've actually hired a couple. But I got to warn you, well, we don't have a lot of money, so there are a couple of strippers who work at a club there in Bagwine, and they're part of the day shift. So don't put your expectations up too high.
That's as low as it goes. That's as low as it goes. The day shift on a stripper pole.
Weekdays, no less.
Yes. Yeah, you'll see Grandpa Jones, and you'll see Barney, and...
yeah.
Okay. Well, now that you've set it up and you've set the mood, do you care if I take this first caller?
Let's take this caller. I have no idea who this is.
I don't either. 505, you're with Stupid.
Hello, yes. Can you hear me okay tonight?
What?
Yeah.
You can hear me okay. This is good. Well, I had a question, but first I want to know, why are you being racist on the radio like this? This is not making sense to me. I had a good question, but now you're in here going out about black people. Why, what are you doing?
All right. Trolls are out in force. So.
And I think anyone who knows us knows we are not racist. We are open to all people.
We are the only person who's less racist than us is Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. Let's reword that a little bit. Okay, so anyway, let's move along here with our little Christmas party. And
yeah.
Matt,
yes.
What kind of Christmas party do you look for there at the old at the office? What kind of stuff do you...
Well, as the office is only two people, you know,
and only one person's vote matters, right?
Well, yeah. It's kind of an autonomous Christmas party. you know, he says, you know, come in a week before Christmas. I'll give you your hours, and that's what you'll work, and we'll all be happy over the holidays.
Well, that's a wonderful Christmas party.
Well,
you do get Christmas
bad.
Day off, though. Yeah.
Yeah, I do have Christmas day off. So,
well, I've worked a number of different places that had a number of different stuff. I worked at places that rented out restaurants.
Yeah.
And you pre-ordered, you know. And I've never worked at a place that had an open bar, so I've never worked any place cool.
Well, Jay, that's your problem. And I'll tell you what, the best Christmas parties I've ever gone to have been when I worked for the union.
Because, I'll bet.
Oh, yeah. Our local, we had 45 employees who worked for the local. We rarely saw each other because we're out on the road 7 days a week. So at Christmas, we always had a big party in Columbus, Ohio at the Best Western. The rooms
oh,
well,
the
were
best,
paid
Best
for.
Western, so it's going to be fancy.
Well, no, it wasn't that fancy. It's just who we had a contract with, but all our rooms were paid for. The whole night was paid for. And the last Christmas party I had there before I left there, it was a bowling alley party. It was wild. It was wild, wacky stuff.
Was anybody actually bowling?
Oh, yeah, we all bowled. And the funny thing is, you know, my first game, you know, I had like 3 beers in me. It was like a 98. The second game, I had 6 beers in me. I had like 120. Oh, my God. The last game I bowled, I don't know. I couldn't tell you how many beers I had in me. I was approaching 200 right there.
Exactly. Which is why bowling is not a sport.
Anything no,
you get
does.
Better at, the more you drink, it's not a
That's
sport.
That's right. Because
you can
don't
do
care.
It while holding a beer and a cigarette. It's not a sport.
And I'll tell you what, they paid for our rooms. Schmoop came up. The lovely Schmoop came up. Mm-hmm. And it was a good time.
Yeah, excellent. When I
best, one more thing. The best thing about it was we had an autographed football from John Cooper, who was the coach of Ohio State at the time, for the president of the union. And after we gave it to the president, we're all outside tossing it around, and one of our members decided to toss it on the roof of the bowling alley, and that football has never been seen again. So.
It's probably still sitting there. Lost a little air. All right. Well, I tell you, we've got a few ideas about Christmas parties, some things that people maybe should do and maybe shouldn't do.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought we might kind of run through them here.
Would you like me to kick that off?
Why don't you do that?
Well, I will kick it off because, you know, people just think of how they're supposed to behave when they get to the Christmas party, but there's a couple things you should do prior to attending the Christmas party.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, most importantly, you do want to update your resume and have it ready to be uploaded to all major job search engines prior to attending said Christmas party.
That's a great tip right there. Because one of the important things you need to not do, and unfortunately a number of people do, is you don't go around the office slapping all the women on the ass saying, "You did great this year, babe. You did great."
That's right. It's not a football game, gentlemen. Jay, as we get into our next one, we do have a caller.
Oh, boy.
So let's take this call. 603, you're with Stupid.
It's not a football game, gentlemen.
And you might want to turn off your speakers.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Turn off your speakers, 603.
Why?
And another troll.
Okay.
We move along again. I'm quick on the trigger.
People, this is not that difficult.
I'm an assassin.
I'm in a holiday mood, but I could go to ballistic here any second.
Okay, let's move along here.
So I have another something you should do, Jay.
Okay.
Do have several strong drinks prior to the party because you do not want to arrive stiff and tongue-tied.
No, not at all.
No. So I was thinking maybe get a fifth of Rose down your throat or half dozen Steel Reserves. And when you show up, your wing tips will be dancing, your jaws will be flapping, and you'll look like you care.
All right. That's good. But you want to be careful about not having too much because then you may get there and you may do something, another thing on the don't list, and that
What's
is
that?
Don't stand there and yell out, "I can't believe the CEO is playing Santa when he's a dead fucking ringer for Scrooge." Because Because it never ends well.
You wouldn't want to do that, would you? And it looks like we may have a couple more alleged callers.
Yes, one of them is the one who just called.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Oh, well, let's try this one. Mr. You're with Stupid.
Hello?
Yeah.
How's it going?
Good. You got a Christmas
party? You have how many children at home?
What's that?
You have how many children at home?
None.
Okay. And we move along. God. What is it? Is it just like, is it Children's Night on BTR? Is this what the late night world is all about on BTR?
No, I'll tell you what. I think we're getting overloaded with fake calls from Bill O'Reilly because we made fun of his war on Christmas.
It might be. That might be it. A little payback from Bill O'Reilly. So, anyway.
What shouldn't I do?
As we move along here. Do what?
What shouldn't I do?
Oh, well, another thing that's important not to do, and I'm saying this for your benefit, Matt. Don't get angry. I'm trying to help.
Okay.
Don't attach a mistletoe to your belt buckle and go around saying, "Who wants to kiss Santa's little elf?"
You know, I appreciate that because I will tell you that was on my to-do list.
Yeah, see? I'm trying to head that one off.
So to speak.
So to speak. And I see that seeing clearly in the chat room is talking about Hanukkah, and that's an important thing not to do is don't go up to your Jewish co-worker and say, "Hey, what are you doing here? This is a Christmas party."
Yeah, well, that's, yeah.
So,
I'll tell you
anyway.
What you should. I'll tell you, here's another good do for our listeners, Jay. When you're at the Christmas, you know how everyone circulates around the boss? And they're trying to make time with the boss and blah, blah, blah. You know. You know who stands alone while all this is going on? It's the
boss's
wife? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's where you get your in. Now, gentlemen, when everyone's circulating around the boss, you need to go up and compliment the boss's wife.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a definite do. But here's what you got to remember, Jay. You want to compliment her, but you want to make sure that she doesn't think you're coming on to her. So a good way to do this would be, you know, "Man, I love that dress you're wearing. It is so nice. I'd like to get one for my wife. Do they make it in smaller sizes?" So...
All right, good advice.
Well, just trying to help out.
Yeah. What you absolutely don't want to do is walk up to her and say, "Oh, hey, baby, I'd like to slide down your chimney tonight."
Or you could go up to her and say, if you didn't know her, you know, "God, who the hell would sleep with the boss?" You know.
All right. So, that was hilarious. But you know what the feature performer of all of the holiday season is? Of course, Santa Claus.
Oh,
and...
well, I thought you were going to say Jesus.
No. I couldn't get an interview with Jesus. But I did get an interview with Santa this morning.
Really?
Yep.
Oh.
Got it this morning. Spent the afternoon editing and getting it all together.
Wow.
And so I thought I'd go ahead and play that for everybody right now.
Oh, that'd be great.
Okay. Hola, and welcome to an IWS exclusive, an interview with Santa Claus. Santa, it is so great of you to be here. I'm sure everybody is wondering, though. First question, is it really you? Are you really Santa?
I'm an eating, drinking, shitting, fucking Santa Claus.
Okay, I guess that settles that then. So, you know, I'm guessing that you just loved Christmas growing up. I mean, just really, really, really loved it, and that's why you probably always wanted to be Santa Claus when you grew up, right?
Where I come from, we didn't celebrate Christmas. Not because we were Jewish, but because my dad was a worthless, coward fucking asshole whose idea of a present was a daily punch to the back of the head.
Well, okay, that sucks, but then that's probably why you became Santa Claus. I mean, you make up for your childhood, bring Christmas joy and cheer to everyone, and make sure that nobody has your childhood or the same one you had, right?
If I'd known I was going to have to put up with a bunch of screaming brats pissing on my lap for 30 days out of the year, I would have killed myself a long time ago.
Whoa. Is it that bad? Because, honestly, one of the things I was going to bring up with you is I was hoping that you would be the Santa who finally agrees to have Christmas twice a year. You know, once in the summer and then again in December.
Are you off your fucking meds or something?
Well, no. I thought it was a good idea. But, you know, Santa, you know, I know you're busy, you know, this time of year. You got a lot to do. So, you know, you got to get ready for the big day. So I guess I'll let you go, okay?
So I'm going to be staying here for a while. Things are all fucked up at the North Pole. See, Mrs. Santa caught me fucking her sister, and I'm out on my ass now.
Wow. That's awful. Yeah, sure. Yeah, you can stay here. It'll be fun. It'll be a great time. We're gonna be best friends, and we'll go out on different adventures and hang out. And I think it's gonna be a lot of fun. Don't you?
I've seen some pretty shitty situations in my life, but nothing has ever sucked more ass than this.
Yeah. Yeah. Well. Merry Christmas, I guess. And back to you guys in the studio.
That was kind of sad.
Yeah, it, you know, one of the things that happens sometimes, you know, you grow up to become a world-famous international internet radio star, and you get to interview some of your boyhood heroes, and they turn out to not be so great.
Yeah. Kind of like Ryan Braun.
I just getting ready to say, I'm glad I never interviewed Ryan Braun before now.
Well, I'm not going to let this slap in the face of you keep me down, Jack.
Okay, well, that's good. We have about a minute and a half left in the live stream.
I know we do.
Have a 15-minute after show. Everybody will have to come back and listen to the archives to catch the final 15 minutes. We thank everybody in the chat room. We had a big crowd tonight.
Yes, we did. And I'm probably sure we have Dr. Anonymous to thank for that.
Probably so.
I'm
and
just
Warrior Cat.
I'm just guessing.
And Warrior Cat retweeted
and,
us. How you doing?
Yeah.
And Sweet Pea, known in the chat room as Seeing Clearly, retweeted us also. So.
Oh, that's very nice of her. I do have one more tip. It's a to-do tip. When you go to a Christmas party, office Christmas party, make sure you leave your wallet at home, because there's always going to be an after Christmas party, and people say, "Hey, let's go to Joe's. Let's go to whatever's," and you can say, "Oh, I'd love to, but I left my wallet at home." And, you know, they're half smashed, and they'll say, "Hey, come on, it's with us. It's on us."
And here I was thinking that you would be able to go home without drinking anymore and getting into any kind of trouble, but...
But no.
No, no, he had a different plan.
Yeah.
So we're going to lose the live stream in just a couple of seconds. Thanks so much. And we did.
And we did. And here we are.
Here we are in the after show.
Yeah.
Where no more trolls can call in. God.
You okay? Jay?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. I
good
thought
time.
I lost you, too. Okay. Okay. So that was a good Christmas party. Went quickly. Jay?
It was excellent. Excellent. I just tried to kick somebody out of the chat room, but it wouldn't let me, even though I'm moderator. Thanks a lot, BTR. Piece of shit. Oh.
Who, the Josh guy?
Yeah.
Oh, is that the troublemaker?
He's causing problems.
Well, there's going to be coal in his stocking.
There he went. See ya. All right. So, you know, one of the things you want to do at a good Christmas party is play some games.
Yes. Like what?
Well, I was thinking that everybody could be sure to bring their smartphone or iPad or laptop, and everybody could sit around and play Words with Friends with each other.
Yeah, that's a great idea. However, let me tell you, since I have none of those devices, I would be left out of the reindeer games. And I'm glad, too.
Well, you know, what we could do is you could do things like the first person to play the word key, spelled Q-I, gets a present.
Yeah.
And the first person to play the letter S and score more than 40 points would get a present. And then if somebody played something along the lines like maybe the word ficus, with the F and the Q on triple point letters, and which would be 141 points, and the F also was in front of an E, which for another 13 points, 150-point word, they would get a present, too. And that's exactly what happened to me just the other day. Don't ever play Words with Friends with a science teacher. I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. I think we have a game still going on. I'm not sure because, you know, they all run together and they just make
they
me
do.
Mad. The game before last, you know, when I wanted an E because I could then spell emigrate, or I think it's pronounced immigrant at that point. And, you know, you always get E's. You get five E's. You get five I's. You get five O's. No, I couldn't come up with an E. You know?
No, hell no. Hell no.
So I think I ended up spelling if. And
yes, you did. And, of course, if people wanted music or something, you could just simply post a video of Christmas music on other people's Facebook wall. Yeah, you know, stuff like
which
that.
Which I may do tonight because I get a little attitude and I got a little buzz. There could be a lot of videos going up a lot of places tonight.
All right.
A lot
but
of them
you, the worst
land
thing...
on your Facebook page, mister.
Me?
Yes.
Just doing the best I can,
issues.
Man.
Well, I've got issues with your XI and your QU and your
XU.
AE.
Yeah, don't forget about the XU. That was a good one.
Yeah, that was great. Well, you know what time it is, Jay?
It's time for a pee break with Schmoop.
There you go. We got to do a promo for that.
We need intro music.
Hey, baby.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Oh. Now, see, could you make it through the whole show without having to pee?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just wondering.
Yeah, girls are good at that.
Oh.
See,
so you're
going to
have a big...
Yeah, we got the Christmas thing the 23rd, I believe, or 22nd.
Oh.
God, it's awful.
It usually is, isn't it?
Well, my boss knows we have to go to some place that has beer. Otherwise, Bethy doesn't go.
Got to have standards.
Well, I'm the only one that drinks, so.
Oh, what a boring crowd.
It is a boring crowd.
Yeah.
And then they,
Do you guys exchange
like
presents?
They do that whole. They do that whole thing.
You know, I kind of hate it. I mean, I'll always go along with it because I don't want to be, you know, that guy who doesn't exchange presents.
Well, pretty, I haven't done it for years.
Oh, really?
No, it doesn't bother me a bit.
No.
They always
but it's always.
Presents.
I tell you what happened at one place that I used to work at. They used to play this game where they didn't draw names, but what they would do is they would put a bunch of presents out there, one for each person, and it was like somebody in HR went and bought them, little stuff.
Oh, yeah.
What would happen is they would draw your name out of a hat. You go up and you just grab a box, whichever present
exactly.
you wanted. Open it up in front of everybody, and then what would happen is the person who gets their name drawn next could either grab a box or steal your present from you.
Yes. We did that.
I hate that.
Oh, no, we did it one time at the last place I worked. It
really?
Was kind of fun.
It drove me to therapy.
Well,
people
yeah.
taking my Mickey Mouse watch. I had a really – I won one of those little multi-tool things, and you know,
uh-huh.
or one. I mean, it was the president. Oh, some maintenance dude gets his name drawn next, takes it right out of my hand.
And there's always one really cool present, but there's
right.
only one.
Right. There's like a little pen and pencil set, and there's like a hat, and you know, like stuff with company logo, and a Rolex watch. Right.
Right. Exactly. Whereas the last place I worked, it was a really cool dartboard.
Oh, that is sweet.
Where you open it up, and all the darts are sitting right there, and. Oh, yeah. I didn't get that one.
Oh, no. And it's probably for the best, otherwise you'd have little holes all in the wall now.
Right, and I got the company cup.
Yeah. You know, the thing about dartboards is they're really cool until after you've played about three games and you have about six beers in you. And next thing you know, you're like, you're in the other room with a mirror saying, watch this shot, you know?
Well, yeah. Cool. Let me throw it behind me.
Between the legs.
Oh, sorry. Hang on.
You guys were really yucking it up, weren't you?
And that was Pee Break with Smoop. Dun, 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 dun.
We have to get a little jingle for that one.
Yes, we do. I may work on tomorrow.
I'm sure you will.
While my fantasy team's getting stomped, I'll look for some.
I'm sure you'll be fine, Jay.
Some sexy music.
Not too sexy now.
Yeah, okay.
She is
so
getting old.
So I guess strip poker is probably a bad game to play in a company Christmas party, right?
Well, I don't know. It depends on which company you work for.
Well, I mean, well, you know what? Actually, that's a great point.
Because
really
I'll tell you
to...
what. You know, one company Christmas party I'd like to go to is the National Restaurant Association. I hear those guys. I hear they're crazy at Christmas.
Yes. But you know, you have to think about that when you accept a job. One of the things you should be thinking about is what the Christmas party would be like. You know, so like,
yeah,
you know, if you've got job offers at, say, Little Darlin's, national chain of strip clubs, and your other job offer is at Perlman, Goldstein, and Feldman,
mm-hmm.
I'm going with the Little Darlin's more than likely, and that is nothing personal. Certainly not racist.
I'd rather spin a woman than spin a dreidel.
That's right. It's all about the quality of the lap dances at the Christmas party. Guy in the chat room calling us racist. Unbelievable.
I don't even know where that came from.
Because I was joking about my new African-American friend buying Heineken.
Oh.
And Vibe magazine. I don't know which part he didn't like, the Heineken or the Vibe magazine. But I can't help it. It's what happened.
Well, you know.
If I was making this up, he'd have bought Colt 45 and
and or a Steel Reserve.
And Steel Reserve. So, big crowd, though. Big crowd.
Ah, huge crowd.
Oh, hell yeah. We'll be way up on the first page this week.
It's a shame we let them all down.
Now, that is just not productive right there. That's just not productive. A little self-deprecating humor.
Mm-hmm.
That do's and don'ts segment was smooth.
Oh, hell yeah. I have one more, too.
Well, I lost count.
Do bring your jazz hands.
What about your duck lips? Can you do the duck lip pose also? And the peace sign sideways?
Yeah, and... Oh, well, and I'll tell you what, Jay, if you don't bring your duck, oh my God, you can always, you know damn well they'll have a bowl of Pringles, and you can do the little duck thing. That always looks good in front of the boss.
Yeah, I just don't know why we don't get invited to any of these fancy Christmas parties.
I know. I'll tell you what.
We would clearly be the life of the party.
I do have a good story. The last the last Christmas party I went to at when I was working for SEIU in Columbus, it was the bowling alley one, and these two young punks. We're hitting on the Schmoopster in the bathroom. Oh, yeah. And they were going to have their way with her. And they asked her who she was with, and she pointed over to the 150 people in the bowling alley. They backed off.
And they said, oh, we don't want no union trouble.
That's right.
Shout out to Robert Griffin III, who won the Heisman Trophy.
I know. That was kind of surprising.
Kind of a surprise. Yeah, I'm kind of happy for him. He seemed like a nice
enough young
man. But I said that about Ryan Braun, too, didn't I?
Yeah, well, and I did, too, because he was in that interview. He was very, sir this, sir that, and...
That's the way they fool you.
Yeah, I didn't know it was...
Like
I didn't know it was the steroids talking.
Yeah. Now, they come across as charming and thoughtful.
Yeah,
And then they date rape you. We've got about 15 seconds left. We'll end it on that.
Yeah, we'll end it on that. And Merry Christmas, everyone. Very good, Jay.
Excellent. Excellent. New time. I liked it.
Yeah, it worked out.